Good morning, Astro Ponderers. I'm Tess with your weekly metaforecast to bring the poetry of the skies down to the actuality of daily life. This episode is for the week of Monday, October 26th through Sunday, November 1st. It's the week of Halloween in the spooky season of things unseen. By Halloween night, we have a rare sight, a full moon for the whole world to view, an event that's not happened since World War II. A Halloween full moon is always blue, for the month of October would need to have two. Blue-green might better describe the glow of exoskeletal Scorpio. Whether you'll be working late in the lab or pricking your thumbs, a full Halloween moon this way comes. Scorpio season celebrates intensity and the supercharge of subjectivity that it rebirths. As the hairs come alive on the arched back of a cat, so too do those finer fibers that Tesla talks about that enable us to perceive truths. Kierkegaard said, "Truth is subjectivity." What is this growing sense of knowing as the moon increases its glowing? It is the exoskeleton of the scorpion that glows. We do not possess such a coat of armor. The closest thing would be our skin. The poet Pablo Neruda affectionately said, "The moon lives in the lining of your skin." Is the werewolf that seeks escape from its human cage the moon itself, unable to stay behind those boundaries when full? As philosopher John Searle said, "Where conscious subjectivity is concerned, there is no distinction between observation and the thing observed." Scorpio succeeds in its urge to merge two worlds. With intensity, a certain secret life is strengthened as consciousness pushes past its mechanical tendencies. Fresh awareness is born to an infinitely interesting and complex existence. Re-enchanted instead of taking things for granted, as a certain spiritual appetite grows. An appetite for more response, more subjectivity, to feel so much that your skin starts to glow. "We loved with a love that was more than love," quoth Poe. Mercury, the planet of perception, is inching away from those deep Scorpio waters, moving back into Libra by Tuesday. If such intensity of atmosphere is brewing, a balanced head the trickster's pursuing. "I'll keep my distance," says perception, "to maintain control over my reception." And anyway, the times of late have certain social rules to adhere to. As if under some secret pact, Venus also will go into Libra on Tuesday, moving forward from Virgo. It's as if the mind and the senses agreed to go into this week as detached and balanced as possible, to offset such a surge of scorpion power. Of course, Libra's art ultimately aspires to such power. As John Keats said, "The excellence of every art is its intensity." Mars still retrograde in the trailblazing sign of Aries, the power of the will seemingly going back on itself, coiling up on itself like a snake as the tensions of internal freedoms begin to rise. Does anyone feel a howl coming on? Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto still near each other in Capricorn, the sign of boundaries. Knowledge, reality, and secrets of boundaries. Beyond the more than what's skin deep, the secret moon within our skin, the ongoing growing of what's within. Uranus, the planet of freedom in bodily Taurus, will conjunct that full moon. Nearly 2 billion miles away, the planet Uranus, we still might say, is within the skin, just like the moon, as internal freedoms arise in you. Neptune in Pisces, a re-enchantment with your neighborhood street. The moon on its way to electric destiny will begin the week waxing gibbous in Pisces, the sign of yin and what's within. Use metaphor to open new doors of understanding, beyond which lies the known expanding. Wednesday at dawn greets an Aries moon, a growing willful warrior. Catch up to its fast-running currents. Use your finer fibers to tune into the true names of your obstacles so the warrior can do his job. By Friday evening, she is big in Taurus on her way to the following night's spooky stage. And then here we go. It's Halloween night with a globe of full moonlight. The werewolf moon that lives in the skin wants out, wants more, wants all, wants in. Electrified appetite roams the earth, hungry for subjectivity's rebirth. As exoskeletons harden and glow, a strengthened existence also grows. A place beyond complacency, the creative act of how to see. An attunement to the undertones, a dropbox for the questioning soul. As Mary Shelley wrote in Frankenstein, there's something at work in my soul which I do not understand. Cauldrons may bubble and troubles may toil, but the secret life prefers to coil. By the glowing of your skin, something tells me you're alive. As always, happy astropondering. For contact information and more, visit me at happyastropondering.com.